This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. The Chicago Teachers Union and Chicago Public Schools will hold opening bargaining sessions this summer. The CTU contract expires at the end of June, but typically an agreement isn't reached until the fall. At the monthly Board of Education meeting Thursday, CTU Vice President Jackson Potter says opening bargaining will allow parents and students to participate and push for measures they care about. He says the first session will likely be on green schools. No date has been set. Older people have approved an ordinance that would ban any new late-night bars from opening in parts of Chicago's Logan Square, Wicker Park, and Westtown neighborhoods. The moratorium won't impact the existing late-night bars in the area. Alderperson Daniel Espada says there are already enough late-night bars currently in that part of the city. Last year, the city council approved a similar measure that banned new late-night bars in a different Northside ward. The Chicago Department of Aviation is expecting a spike in travelers at the city's two airports this Memorial Day weekend. My colleague Lauren Frost reports Chicago officials are anticipating more than 1.67 million airline passengers between Thursday and next Tuesday. That's based on forecasts from air carriers. O'Hare Airport alone could see over 1.38 million passengers, which would be almost 10% more than the same period last year. Midway is also expected to see a small bump over last year. Officials say Friday is projected to be the busiest day at both airports. They're advising travelers to arrive early since there might be longer lines at security checkpoints. Reports of rare blue-eyed cicadas are popping up in the Chicago area as two broods emerge together for the first time in more than two centuries. Experts are uncertain what causes some cicadas to have blue eyes, but it could be a genetic mutation. One of the blue-eyed creatures was donated to the Field Museum by a family in suburban Wheaton. The Chicago Sky are in Brooklyn for a matchup with the New York Liberty. The Liberty are currently undefeated, but the 1-1 Sky bested them in a preseason contest by almost 50 points. Rookie star Angel Reese says the Sky still need to set the tone of Thursday's game early.
Just going back and watching that preseason game, obviously that doesn't matter, but knowing the things that did work well for them, trying to be aggressive with them early because they have great talent on their team.
The Sky will play their first home game this Saturday against the Connecticut Sun. Weather for today, sunshine with highs in the low 80s. Tonight, clear with a low near 65. Weather for Friday, showers and thunderstorms with a high near 80. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.